I improvised. A little fracas, that's all. Just a couple of Harvard fans upset because their team lost the game. Aunt Ruth was incredulous. Do they really take these games that seriously? I shrugged. Some do. Rather than answer more fully, I introduced her to Audrey. Aunt Ruth, I'd like you to meet my date. This is Audrey Hopkins. Audrey, this is Mrs. Max Freiberg, but feel free to call her Aunt Ruth. Aunt Ruth said, how do you do? I'm very pleased to meet you, Audrey. They shook hands. I explained, Audrey is Professor Hopkins' daughter. Oh, really? I wasn't aware. I quickly interrupted. So, Aunt Ruth, explain to me, what are you doing here? Did you come down for the game? No, I wasn't at the game at all. I was waiting outside the stadium to surprise you, but you didn't come out the way I expected. Then I saw the two of you from far off, and as I was looking, I saw those two men going after you. So I let Zeus off the leash. It looked like he arrived just in time. I'll say, good boy, Zeus, good boy. I gave him another affectionate pat. Zeus and Audrey then proceeded to get to know each other, one doing the petting, the other the licking. Aunt Ruth lowered her voice. Parker, should you be taking a child to an event like this? If the fans take these games that seriously? Are these sort of fights common? No, not common at all, I said. So you still haven't told me, what are you doing here? She said. Let's walk. I want to return to my friend. She's waiting at her car. And those men might be coming back. Oh, I doubt it. Not with Zeus here, I said. So why did you come? Because I wanted to surprise you. I'll say. You couldn't have surprised me more, and I'm delighted you showed up when you did, but why? She answered. Well, it was spur of the moment. Sandra, that same friend who drove me to the Cape last summer, offered to drive us down today so we could take in a Broadway show. Since I knew you were coming to this game, and since you are not coming up for Thanksgiving, I thought I would stop by and try to see you after the game. Parker, now I insist you seriously think about keeping Zeus with you for protection. Regrettably, this incident had only fed into Aunt Ruth's strongly held conviction that New York City was a den of thieves and a warren of muggers, and far too dangerous a place for anyone to attend college in. Aunt Ruth, the school would never permit it, and it would be too difficult for me to juggle having him here. She said, what if you moved off campus? I said, I'm not moving off campus. I'm a student. I belong on campus. Besides, Zeus would hate being cooped up. I doubt he would hate it if he was staying with you, she said. The conversation continued to flow along these lines until we reached the car. I was introduced to Sandra, and after a while, they had to depart to make the evening curtain. Zeus was forced to forlornly climb back in the car and press his nose against the window as we said goodbye. After that day of excitement, another week of classes went by, punctuated by nothing more than the drone of the lecture hall and the ringing of class bells. That is, until 2 days before Thanksgiving, the day I was scheduled to have dinner with Hugh Blackwell at the Columbia Club, and also the day that the city received its next major snowfall of the season. While sitting in my first class after lunch, I watched as a line of darkly laden clouds rolled in from across the Palisades and took up position directly overhead. Midway through the second class, they began unloading. First as lightly drifting flakes, which soon multiplied until the air was crowded with them and visibility was reduced to near zero. By evening, as I was leaving Fernald Hall for my dinner appointment, wearing a sports jacket and necktie under my peacoat, It was still snowing heavily. The air above South Field was filled with flakes the size of confetti, and the outward beaming floodlights arrayed across the top of Butler Library appeared like portholes of an ocean liner passing in the fog. I began to wonder how soon the city would shut down if this kept up. The subways never stopped running, however. I took the IRT south, getting off at 50th Street, below Central Park, and headed east on foot. Finally, I arrived at the address. Even though there was no placard identifying it as the Columbia Club, still there were numerous hints about the architecture that let me know I had definitely come to the right place.